As the PMIs are undertaken monthly, they have captured the economic mood music over the last 3 months, which was a crucial period, which saw the UK's EU referendum in June, the initial reaction in July following the result, and last month in August, more reflection now that we've got a new Prime Minister and a new government in play. According to the PMIs, the UK economy has witnessed something of a V-shaped recovery over the last 3 months. Business activity dropped in July and returned to reasonably strong growth in August. And the Northern Ireland economy through the Ulster Bank Northern Ireland PMI has followed a same path. However, the big difference has been that the pace of the recovery in the Northern Ireland economy has been much weaker than that occurred in the UK. A return to growth is clearly welcome news. However, it is the pace of growth or the strength of the recovery that is more important. And indeed, Northern Ireland's private sector firms recorded growth, but it was still the weakest rate of growth, excluding the blip in July so far this year. And also the pace of activity was below the pre-downturn long-term average. What we have seen in August has been that the rebound has largely been a manufacturing and retail story, with the manufacturing sector seeing the pace of growth in output, incoming orders, and also job creation accelerating at a faster rate. We've also seen similar trend occurring within the retail sector, whereas what we're seeing in services and construction is somewhat different. It is concerning that services, the biggest sector of the economy, is pretty much stagnant. And indeed, what we saw during the month of August was service sector firms recorded their first fall in employment in 39 months. Construction sector is still seeing falling levels of output and new orders, as it is particularly sensitive to the slowdown in the GB market. One of the key reasons behind the rebound within the manufacturing and retail sector is largely due to the movements within the exchange rate. The marked depreciation in sterling in recent months has clearly improved price competitiveness, export price competitiveness. Also, if you're thinking of cross-border shopping and also tourism, that has been a huge benefit and a boost to demand. However, the weakness of sterling is a double-edged sword. So while it improves price competitiveness, what it does impact on is import price inflation goes up. And what we are seeing is that surge in inflation across pretty much all the sectors. And we saw private sector input costs rising last month at their fastest rate since November 2011. And it's most acute within the retailers and manufacturers, which have hit, when we're looking at input costs, they hit 54-month and 64-month highs respectively in August. And what manufacturers and indeed retailers are having to do is, how much can they absorb this cost and how much do they have to pass on to consumers? And what we have seen is output price inflation, or the price of goods and services that our private sector firms charge their customers, has started to accelerate as well. And so consumers need to be warned that price rises are in the pipeline, and we can expect to see that this will impact not just on consumer spending but also on economic growth towards the end of the year and into 2017.